To order at 8:15. Today's May 3rd. We're in the Bill Ray Center, House Finance Committee Room. Obviously, for the House here, we got Representative David Tallarico and myself, Representative Keller, co-chair. Senator Dunleavy, would you call a roll for the Senate?
Senator Giesel?
Here.
Senator Olson?
I'm here.
And Senator Dunleavy, myself, present.
Okay, and Representative Christ Tompkins, maybe he'll show up here in a little bit, but he was well notified and everything, so we're going to proceed either way. Thanks to Krista and to Ken, for getting us all together, and thanks Betsy and Kelly for coming in this morning. This conference committee is operated under Uniform Rule Number 42. Public testimony will not be taken. Adoption of the conference committee report requires an affirmative vote by a majority of the membership from both from each house. Two versions of the bill are in your packet. One is the House version, and the other is the Senate version that came over to the House. I believe I'm going to propose is that we go ahead and, as a committee, if there's agreement, go ahead and move the Senate version back to the House for conference. Senator Dunleavy?
Mr. Chair, I move that conference committee for House Bill 156 recommend that the House and Senate, I move that the conference committee for House Bill 156 recommend that the House and Senate adopt the Senate version of the bill 29LS0566 / Q.
Okay, so the bill is before the committee. Comments, discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm objecting to that, and I want to hear what the differences are.
Absolutely. What I will do is just point you to a document that's in your packet, and that is the summary of the changes from the 156. And if you want to, would you like Senator Olson to go through that and put it on the record?
Well, at least get a summary of the summary, at least.
Yeah, okay.
if not going through the summary.
You want to go through, or you want our staff to do it?
Let's do the staff. More competent. We'll get the staff to do it.
Krista, can
come
you
on, just join us. Identify yourself for the record and go ahead.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Krista McDonald. A summary of the changes, there was a parental rights component added to Section 1 and 2. Fiscal concerns were addressed in Section 10. This was in collaboration with the department. They felt if we added this clause saying if the federal government gives us the specifics of the funds that are to be withdrawn from the state, they could administer an assessment in the districts. Section 11 to 16 was technical changes to crisis prevention training. This was replacing school with district. Department of Education explained that it was logistically challenging to track the changes at the school level, so this allowed it to be done at the district level. Section 17 just was a clarification that school districts don't have to pay for physical examinations for teachers if they don't select to do that. Section 18 was in regards to sex education. It did a few things. It put a certified teacher in charge of sex education or a person supervised by a certified teacher. It also clarified that the curriculum and materials for sex education should be approved or must be approved by the school board and available for parents to review. Section 19 reiterated that this does not affect Bree or Aaron's law that was passed last year. Section 20 was technical changes to suicide prevention training. It removed the languages in grades 7 through 12 because under new law it states that all grades should receive this training. Section 21 dealt with the procurement for standardized assessments, and this was at request of the department. They felt that this could result in a cheaper assessment and just be more efficient and also improve transparency through the process. Section 22 is the repeal of the 70-30 provision. The Alaska Association of School Boards and the State Board of Education both passed resolutions dealing with this request, and we thought it was a good opportunity to add it into this bill. Section 24 was student surveys. Last year, there was a law passed that created an opt-in system for all student surveys, even those that didn't deal with private family affairs. And this inadvertently affected a survey that AASB annually distributes that's used for grant purposes. So this would repeal that section that passed last year and go back to the opt-in for or opt-out for the personal surveys.
Mr. Chair, the bill that's being adopted by the committee is the exact same bill, word for word, that was passed in the Senate. It's the Senate version.
Yes.
Just put that on the record.
Yes. And I want to just put on the record that the House version, HB 156, was a very good bill, and I believe the Senate made it better. And so, you know, I'm completely okay with moving the Senate version forward. So. Any other discussion?
Actually, a question I have from the staff or has to do, just to reiterate that if as a health professional coming into a smaller community where you have sometimes a lack of people that have been trained in sex education, they are not disallowed from going ahead and making a presentation, as has happened, since you have two health professionals here. It's one of those things I just want to make sure is on the record that indeed that they are allowed to go ahead and present as a guest person.
Through the chair. This bill does not ban anyone from putting on a presentation or doing sex education, as you said. The only requirement is that they go through the school board to make this happen. In other words, they just don't come in without any prior notice, any approval by the school board. But anybody can. There's no prohibition against any group or any individual.
Thanks. Good question. Any other questions or comments on the bill? Do you maintain your objection?
No, I withdraw my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any other objection? If there's no objection, we'll just record it as a unanimous vote to put this bill back. Is that okay? So good. So get my script so I get this exactly right. By unanimous vote, the conference committee has agreed to recommend the adoption of the Senate version. And if you would stay here to sign the report, and we're going to adjourn at 8:23.